Coming up in the later in the month, April 22nd through the 24th, is Disney's Frozen Junior, presented by Crow. Melanie Jacobson Hurd is here this morning. And introduce your guest and tell me a little bit about Frozen Junior.
Well, I certainly can do that. This is the amazing and beautiful and talented Haley Cole, and she is our Queen Elsa in our production of Frozen Junior. Now, Frozen Junior is based on the animated movie, which was tremendously popular, and I think, in fact, the most popular or the most tickets sold or something like that.
It was
that.
One of those, yeah.
It was really, everybody knows, yeah. You know, and every parent has heard their child singing Let It Go. Mm-hmm. And
some people have heard me sing it, too.
That's
sad, but true. You know.
So anyway, this is a wonderful show. It's got all of the iconic characters, Princess Anna, Kristoff, Sven, Olaf, and it's got the beautiful music from the animated film, and it's just wonderful. And we're doing it at the Florence Events Center.
So, Haley, then is this your chance to be a second time princess?
She's like, huh?
Yes and no, if you count Rhodey Court.
Then. That's what I was counting.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
counting Rhodey Court because
yes.
you are also a Rhodey princess.
Queen Elsa is not second to anyone.
Oh, that's, she's Queen Elsa.
She
okay,
is Queen Elsa.
All right, oh, there yes. you go. So tell me a little bit about your role.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm so excited to be playing Queen Elsa because she's one of the main characters. And this will actually be my first main character with Crow, which I'm very excited about. And I'm just very happy to be a part of it.
Now, technically, I mean, to be a queen, you probably would have had once been a princess, right?
Yes.
Tell everybody a little bit about the story itself. And because, for those who might not have seen it.
Well, it's a beautiful story because it's based on another definition of true love, which is the love between two sisters and how that bond is stronger than anything else. You know, Princess Anna kind of is the quirky sister, and she gets engaged to a man that she just met, which is Prince Hans. And he turns out to be an evil monster who's trying to take over the Kingdom of Arendelle. But in the end, she kind of has to choose between saving herself and saving her sister, and she chooses her sister. So it's a beautiful moment. And then in the end, of course, I'm not giving it away, but love prevails, let's say.
As it should.
Yes.
As it should. So how big is this production? How many people are involved in putting this together?
Well, in a normal Crow show, we would have about 50. But for the sake of this first show back after COVID, we have reduced our number to about 26 cast members. And then we have a lot of amazing crew that is working on this production behind the scenes and has been for months and months now.
Now, we generally expect some pretty nice scenery when a Crow production. Are we going to have that again?
This is beyond expectations this time. Our scenic artist is Brian Sandahl, and he is a retired senior art director for Disneyland. Working with us, this is his first major production with us, and he's designed beautiful theme park quality, you know, Broadway quality sets. My husband, Chris Hurd, is building everything. And Karen Trujillo is our scenic artist. And she is painting furiously in the workshop and creating all of these beautiful, you know, designs.
It's so great to have that kind of talent available here in our community. That's
it's amazing great. To me. I still pinch myself and think how lucky I am to live here with all these talented people.
Yeah. Haley, how many times have you been in a Crow production?
Ever since Beauty and the Beast. So I was, I think, 5 when I
she
started.
She was so little.
So 14, 13, 12 years.
Nice math.
Yeah. About 12 years.
Something like that.
What's the most difficult thing about being in the production? Is it learning lines? Is it dance steps? What's for you? What's the most?
For me, it's probably learning lines and getting into the character. But as I've grown, it's been easier and easier because I keep doing it more and more. So
I know, like, if you want to go like Hollywood style, yeah. And people go like, I do research on the role and I find out about the person or the character that I'm doing. Do you do any of that? I mean, do you do any?
I do not.
Or you just read the script and say, I think this is how.
Exactly. I read the script and then I just try and make it my own. So it's like I'm playing it and not anyone else from Broadway or anything like that.
Now, you do also have a lot of young talent in Crow. And do you find it's some of them just surprise you sometimes with what comes out of their performance?
Oh, every day. I mean, the kids are, they're just amazing. And auditions are very, very tough for a Crow production because people will come in and you're like, wow, I didn't know so-and-so could sing like that. Or, you know, they just, they nail their audition and it makes me so proud of them.
And sometimes there's more talent than there is roles.
All the time. Almost always. We have a really hard time casting our shows because, you know, we usually have two or three or four kids who could play any particular role. And, you know, it's cutthroat, to be honest.
Now, this is a short production. It's just one weekend.
Yep.
But do you normally have, like, studies, understudies and stuff like that for this? Or is it you just count on everybody staying healthy?
that's a very good question in today's world. We are hoping for the best. You know, when we started production on Frozen Junior, things were still very uncertain. We didn't know if we were going to be able to even get the show up on stage. But the country has opened back up again, and, you know, the mask requirements have been lifted for audiences and for, of course, our performers, as well as the vaccination status. That's not a thing anymore in the theater industry. But, you know, we basically weren't sure what we were going to be able to do with Frozen. So we scaled back a little bit in the beginning, and now that things have opened up more, we are kind of expanding a little bit more than we had hoped. So it's billed as a concert style production, but really it's more like a hybrid concert style. There are some moments that will feel like a concert and other moments where there's full blocking and more choreography.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be an excellent time. Now, I'm sure since you're only doing the one weekend, tickets are going to be at a premium. People are
going
to want to see this.
Yeah, I heard from the Florence Event Center that tickets are like half sold already.
Wow.
And we're a month away. So if you're planning to come, I suggest you go over there and get your tickets. And they are general admission this year. So I am requesting that everyone arrive early so they can get their best seat on the North Mountain.
There you go. Well, it's April 22nd through the 24th, and it's at the Florence Event Center. It's Crow's production of Frozen Junior. Thank you both for being here today. And
thank you. We are excited to be back on stage for the first time in forever.
And that's the April edition of Our Town. Tune in again next month where we'll have more great guests here on Our Town.